Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to the Sex with Emily show. I love being able to help you have the sex life and relationships you deserve. And I want to give you the best show possible. So I really appreciate you supporting our sponsors who help keep this show free. Let me tell you about Promescent. Did you know 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation? Well, now you don't have to. Promescent is a quick absorbing delay spray that allows you to have the sex you want. You don't have to even think about baseball or your great aunt Margaret with a furry mustache. You can focus on your partner's hot body, especially now that you have the time to make them orgasm. Also, Promescent closes the arousal gap between men and women. You might get there faster than she would like. So Promescent helps you last twice as long. Thousands of urologists are recommending Promescent, the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Go to Promescent.com to find out more. That's Promescent, P-R-O-M-E-S-E-N-T. It's not rising to the top. That's the challenge. It's staying there. Check out Promescent.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all the cool stuff happening on our website. We like to update it every day with interesting blog posts and videos and stuff like that that will help you have better sex, which is why you're listening to this show, Better Sex and Relationships. And also, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those places, Sex with Emily. So I so appreciate hearing from everyone. I've been getting so many emails lately. I appreciate it. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. And tonight we will be answering some of your emails. And the topics include a guy who thinks, you know, all his girlfriends are introducing him to the less attractive friends at the nightclub. He wants to know why. Also, we are talking about Kegel exercises and how much they help you. My guest is Kayla Bacon. He is the host of the Man School podcast. Hi, Kayla.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for having me,
Emily. I'm so glad you're here.
Good to see you on this very, very hot day.
I know. It's like 95 degrees and crazy, right?
And it's down. It was like 100 before.
Was it? See, I'm in the office all day, and okay. I don't get to experience it. And everyone's like, oh, my God, it's so hot. And like
no,
my sister.
Yeah. I know weather talk's super boring.
But it was super boring.
It's like 100 degrees.
I know. No. It's like it was hot. But that's why I was glad it was my air-conditioned office all day. Anderson, how are you doing?
You weren't just in office, Emily. You were in the sex office.
I was in the sex office all day.
Do you fan yourself with dildos?
No, but that's a great idea. I'll do that if it comes down to it.
Do you have any of those whirly ones that spin around like a fan, maybe?
No, but that's not a bad idea. I don't have that. No, we fan ourselves with condoms that we blow up like balloons. And then
it's good to see you. You look lovely as always.
Thank you. It's great to see you, too. It's been a really good week. I have to say tonight, right now, actually, or in 25 minutes, and after you all hear this, it'll be late, but I'm on an E! Special tonight on the E! Channel.
I thought you said Eat Special. I'm like, are we going to hear about some new diet you're on?
I don't diet. E Channel. It's called like Inside Hollywood. Oh my God, I got to tell you guys.
Why am I here? I'm missing your special.
I know. You didn't tape it? I put it on Facebook. It's going to be repeating because it's on E. You don't read my Facebook every day. I didn't know. Like, my agent just called me and said they're airing it. I recorded it a while ago, and it's called Inside, because they will be repeating it.
Well, E Channel, that's all they do, is they just continue to regurgitate and cannibalize their own stuff over and over.
I know, but that's good for me, because my mom already watched it in Michigan, and she said that, she goes, you looked very good and you sounded very smart.
It's not Hollywood Inside Emily, because that'd be a different show.
That would be a very long show. And an interesting show. It's called Secret Societies of Hollywood, Deals and Dealers. And so I think they'll be repeating it if you want to see it. And I'm on the sex part. They interviewed me about...
Shocking.
I know. But they interviewed me about like inside stories of like sex in Hollywood, and are people really hiring hookers and porn stars, and does that really happen, and how does it happen?
First of all, no.
They are.
None of the... Oh, okay.
Yeah. Celebrities are. Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, everybody does.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying
everybody does. Yeah.
Right? Not you do? Sure. You don't.
No, I don't.
But you mean like celebrities. And it was surprising, though, because a lot of the questions they asked me actually, you know, they... It's like a lot of times models, like they go through their modeling agents. Like real models, you'll see like... Not real models, but like not just porn stars. But models will also sometimes, you know, have someone like in Abu Dhabi pay them like, you know, $100,000 for the weekend and fly them there and have sex. And so
does that actually happen? Or
it
is that
really
just
does.
Movies?
No, it really does, because I thought it did, but I had to do a lot of research before because I knew what they wanted to talk about. And so I talked to like escorts, and I did a lot of work for this.
Is there like a number? Like, is there like a couple dozen that do this a year and then they come back and live amongst us?
Who, or the models?
The women that actually go over
there.
Oh
yeah,
like
I would do
six
it.
Six figure deals.
I would have to sleep with them now. No, I probably wouldn't do it. Well, six figures. I mean, Jesus.
Hey,
God,
you're gonna
it's so
do
hard.
It.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
If they're paying you that much, they're flying you over there, you're going to do it.
It's $100,000. And apparently, they don't only fly one woman over. They fly over like a lot, like 10. So it's not like you're on call the whole time. So you can like go shopping.
Smarter, like,
they give you a per diem, which is probably like $10,000 a day.
It'd be
it
really
actually
dumb
sounds
to get,
really
hire
good.
A plane and just fly out one. You got to pack that plane.
You got to pack the plane. And so they fly them out, and they've got a whole thing. So that's what it's about. It's about like
I would fly them each in their own plane, but that's because I'm a gentleman.
Right. You would? That's sweet.
Yeah.
You give them
each
their own private jet.
I'm old school.
You are old school. You're a good man, right? That's what your show's about. Telling guys how to be a good man?
A little
sort
bit.
Of?
Yeah. Well, that's like at the center of it. It's I want to have awesome interviews with men who've had some really cool, interesting, difficult life experiences, and kind of by sharing those stories, pass on things that are usable to other guys, or at least just entertaining.
Okay. So, like, who was your last guest in your show?
I kind of don't want to say this in front of Anderson, but Brian Bishop.
Who in the world is that?
Why not in front of Anderson? He doesn't know who he is.
They're bitter rivals who host the Film Vault together.
Oh.
New York Best Times seller, Brian Bishop.
I know him, right? Don't I meet him every week?
Yes, yeah, you do. He's the bald one.
I never know anyone's name.
He's the bald guy who they call Brian, who's also called Bald Brian.
Got it. Okay, I've met him. Okay, cool. So what did you guys talk about? What did you learn from him?
Well, he's a guy who just celebrated 5 years since his cancer diagnosis.
Okay.
And he's doing fantastic. And not all my shows are like as heavy as cancer.
Right.
And things
like that.
Cancer's
pretty heavy, right?
Yeah, cancer's pretty heavy. But at least if I'm going to do a topic like that on my show, I want it to be with someone who's kind of light and fun. So it's not just like...
They can laugh about their cancer.
Yeah, and talk about it in a way that's not just like an hour of things that are just morose.
Right.
That's not what I want to do with my show. And so Brian, there's a lot you can learn from that guy, because I think he started off in a better place than a lot of people. Like, born optimistic. That's really hard.
Oh, God, really? He's one of those, like, he's truly happy?
Yeah, I think that's why
Anderson
him and
says
Anderson
no.
are best friends.
Anderson's not really happy, though.
He does wander around optimistic with thumbs in the air, and a lot of people buy it. And I do most of the time.
Anderson,
you know what? Brian tried to book himself on your show through me, and I said absolutely
why not.
Why not? Because it's a fun sex show. We're not going to sit around talking about Brian's cancer for an
hour.
Well,
can we talk about how it affected his sex life? Is he married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
well,
poor thing.
Not that we only talk about sex, but we mostly talk about sex.
Have you done a show about boners and chemo?
No, not yet. Boners and chemo, that would get a lot of downloads. No, I'm kidding.
It's
it would. I mean, totally, it is interesting. Yeah. And boners and anything. Like, people have a hard time getting boners across the board, but boners and chemo, I'm sure, is a whole other ball of wax.
Yeah, he and I did talk about sex a little
bit. Boners and chemo?
You have boners, chemo, radiation.
I'm sure, yeah.
Sort of
thing. And he's okay now? And he had cancer recently, now that we're going down the cancer road?
Well, it's been 5 years.
Oh, 5 years,
since
okay.
Diagnosis, and he's doing fantastic.
Okay, good.
These days.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, so what have you learned about sex and dating from doing your podcast?
Oh, geez. Well, my adventures in podcasting did not start out with my current show, Man School. I used to do a show before, and I would occasionally have porn stars on.
Oh, and, I know what that's like.
You do. So you know about how often they're late.
Oh, they don't, or when they don't
or
just
don't
show up.
Or
they
at
hate
all.
You after because or, you didn't get them enough. You didn't get them a drink or something after. I don't know what. Yeah, I've had that happen.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was at a place where I'm like, oh, I can have porn stars over to my apartment to like talk about sex. This seems like a
right.
fun, weird thing that like teenage me back in upstate New York would have right. thought was the greatest thing ever. And so I did that, and that kind of got. It wasn't just porn stars, but that kind of got boring quickly.
Right.
And I've not.
Because then you're not actually going to bang them. Like, were you part of you secretly hoping, like, maybe it'll turn into sex or something?
Basically, just by having my neighbors see me in the elevator with porn stars.
Oh, that felt good.
Yeah, that was enough.
That's how guys yeah. are, really. Like, they just. They really want to be seen with hot women on their arm or hot women near them. Like, I have a lot of guy
They're
friends.
They're like an accessory.
It is like an accessory. And, girl, I've never felt that way. I don't take cute guys at all. Maybe they would take away.
I'm sure all the guys, past and present, who listen to this here program really appreciate you saying that, Emily.
No, I do. But they're not like hot. Like you'd be like, oh, no, except for that one that I dumped on his birthday by mistake in San Francisco. That was a bad one. He
by
certainly
mistake.
Doesn't listen. We were talking about this today because Lauren, my assistant, was my intern at the time. It was a mistake. He was so cute. I mean, I seriously think the cutest guy ever. But I decided to move to Los Angeles. I've been like thinking about it for 10 years, but really for the last 6 months in San Francisco, I was like, I was flying down every week. I got to be in LA. I got to do it. And I was just feeling this inertia. Like, you know, when you want to start a new project or do something, and you're like, okay, like enough talk, do something. So I just mm-hmm. like sitting in front of my computer, I went to Facebook and I just posted, hey, anyone want to swap my San Francisco for your LA? And within 2 minutes, he texted me. He's like, so you're moving to Los Angeles? And then I said, I was just thinking about it. And I was just putting it down. And then we did date for like another month. And then I happened to break up with him on his birthday. Because I moved. Oh, I got a message 4 minutes later on Facebook from a woman in LA who I barely knew. I met at a party 10 years ago. Facebook friends. That's how Facebook is. And she's like, I've got a place. I got to be in LA, San Francisco in 10 days. So I moved into her place and I left in 10 days, San Francisco.
That's a very romantic story, Emily.
Thank you. But then we stayed together for a month. And then when I broke up with him, it was actually his birthday. But that wasn't on purpose. It wasn't like, oh, it wasn't like happy birthday to you. You are dumped.
You're like, I'm sorry. I meant to wait till Valentine's Day, but it was too far away.
I've done that too. And that's always my mistake. I think it just brings up a lot of emotions those holidays. And then you just break up with people sometimes.
As long as it wasn't on the Super Bowl, that's okay.
Yeah. He wasn't a football player. But right, right, right. No, people get angry. People kill people on the Super Bowl. Like, that's like a dangerous day for people.
That's true.
Like abuse and stuff.
Yeah.
Really. Like, have you heard those stats? It's dark. Not to go down that road.
No, not a good time.
Okay, so.
Cancer and spousal abuse here on Sex with Emily.
No, really. Like, really. Let's get. Yeah.
So we were talking about my other podcast I used to do.
Oh, yeah.
And
porn stars.
I used to be drunk, used to do a lot of drugs, used to just kind of act like a jerk a lot. Not all the time, but enough of the time to where it finally seemed like a good idea to clean up my act. And so at some point the past couple years, I kind of got sick of just doing like a fun comedy podcast. And I wanted to do something that had some actual meaning and that people would find entertaining but also kind of helpful.
Right.
And so I came up with the idea for Man School of just talking to another guy one-on-one and sharing those experiences in like, you know, a setting where my guests can be honest and just basically get real and not talk about stuff in like a, you know, kind of like a posturing macho way.
Right.
And so because those conversations have been super helpful to me in every area of my life and especially relationships. So from Man School, I haven't necessarily like learned sex tips or anything, but
how about relationships? Like, what do you think? Yeah, like, what have you learned about by talking to them about like having successful relationships or anything?
I'll give you a perfect example. So I got engaged last weekend.
I know. Congratulations!
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm very happy for you.
I was waiting for the sound effect because I don't know what Anderson thinks about the institution of marriage. So
he's married.
At least,
he's full on married. In fact, Anderson is so married and happily married that he won't even talk to me about his sex life at all. Like, mum's the word, which is annoying.
Out of respect for
my I'm going to break you one day.
So that's that's a good relationship if he's not willing to.
I know, but it's annoying when he sits here and he doesn't talk about sex.
If I was on show with you like 10 years ago, oh, we would have had a show,
dude. That would have been better.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Could
have
you interview like Anderson from 1997?
You know yeah, what? Yeah, why don't you pretend you're 97? Yeah.
I've kind of crossed that with the wife. I've asked her, and she just gave me a look. So I think that's off the table as well.
Nope. Past Anderson, crazy party guy.
I got a friend named Andy who I can talk about freely.
Oh, good. Is this like Andy?
Yeah, Andy.
Oh, we'll talk Andy. About him later. Were you Andy? Yeah, yeah. Oh, next my week, God. Andy. Okay. Okay, so so you were going to say that what you, in a recent show.
Yeah, I did a podcast with this actor-singer, Drew Seeley, and the topic was on proposing. And so it was his story about how he got to the place with his girlfriend where he wanted to propose, all the steps he went through, all the different considerations of what he wanted to do, didn't want to do. And it wasn't so much a how-to guide, but it was what he had done from that experience. And I literally re-listened to that episode last week as I was preparing for my own engagement to get psyched up a little bit.
How did you do yours? How did it psych you up? Did you get any ideas from him, or you already knew what you were going
to
do?
He hit on a lot of topics, like definitely make sure to make it about her.
Right.
And I think as guys, like, we know that, but we may not necessarily get that.
Right.
As you could see from like the guys who do the flash mob videos, like it's kind of not so much about the woman as it is like both of them or the
right.
guy. And I know that my lovely fiance, whose name is also Emily.
Right.
So sex with Emily has many good meanings.
Yes.
But so she wanted something more intimate. And so I'm
Well, how did you know she wanted something more intimate? Because she knew you were going to propose?
Well, we've talked about it a bunch.
Okay.
And like she didn't know when it was happening, but we've talked about like we wanted to get married and have a family and that sort of thing.
So, right. So she knew it was going to happen at some point.
At some point, yeah. But didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't know specifically. So then I had a chance to, like, take some of his information, some info from, like, other guys who I talked to and stuff I read online.
Right.
And I wanted to come up with something special, but that was special, like, that would show that I put a lot of effort into it, but it was for her and it was all about her. And I have a lot of people currently thinking that I spent $2 million to rent out the Hollywood Bowl. Because I proposed to her in an empty Hollywood Bowl.
You just snuck in?
No, it's actually open. No, it's technically a county park, so it's open sunrise to sunset on days where there's no shows.
And there was no one there?
There was one guy running the stairs, which, by the way, it's a steep...
Did you tell him to leave?
It's a steep place.
Were you like, hey, buddy, here's some water, go leave?
I paid $2 million.
Right.
No, I worked out great, because he saw us. I didn't try to get on one knee right next to the sweaty guy.
Right.
In the 18,000-person venue that was empty. But he saw us, and he said, congratulations. And he asked if we wanted any pictures taken.
Oh.
So that worked out perfectly.
That's great. Yeah, and she said yes, perfectly. Obviously.
Yeah.
Right. That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah,
it does have to be all about the woman. And that reminds me of something that I was actually going to start talking about at the beginning of the show if I had taken a few deep breaths before I got here. But
breathe, Emily, breathe.
I know. It's just been a crazy friggin' life.
Yeah,
life.
I'm glad you said life.
Because I know that you, because I knew
Caleb,
already.
Every week she comes in here and says, it was the craziest week. It's been the craziest day every single week.
Oh, my God. But here's the thing. But let me tell you the difference. I'm actually making time now for my life and my friends. And I'm since I moved here, it's been great. I mean, LA has been great for business and for work. And I work a lot. And I'm starting to, like, you know, see my friends again, which I haven't in a while. So last night I had dinner with two of my closest friends here. And we went out for margarita. It felt like a Sex and the City movie. We had like margaritas at this Mexican restaurant and talking about sex and relationships, which is so cliche. But that's what we were doing. And they're both in like serious relationships right now. One's been with her guy for 3 years. He proposed to her, but he doesn't really want to get married. And the other one just met the guy after 8 months. They moved in together, right? That's the story with them. But they're both like in these relationships. And then they started talking about how the men that they're with, because they're both really beautiful. My caveat here is that most guys, when a girl says that a woman's beautiful, they're like, yeah, whatever. Right? Is that true? Yeah. That you're like,
on
let
the
me
inside.
See her. Right, right. You're like, she's not hot. Like, you know what I mean? You think, sure, she is, Emily. You just love her as a friend. But they, like objectively, empirically, these women are beautiful, smart, interesting women. And they were saying that the guys that they're with, like, never... Because one of them was like, complaining, like, I got to get in my face. I got to get a facial. I got to lose weight. And I'm like, you're so... Don't your boyfriends tell you how beautiful? And they're like, never, no. And like, he never tells you that you're beautiful and makes you feel special
that's
and prioritized.
So good.
And I've said this on the show a lot, and probably as recently as last week, but that it's so important for women, and not because we need our ego stroked, and not because, you know, otherwise we'll, you know, but it's just we want to feel cherished and adored, and that it is about us a lot. Just like guys want to feel appreciated. women really want to feel like we want to feel beautiful. We want to feel that you recognize us and that we just are supported. And so so my one friend was saying, like, yeah, like he used to tell me all the time. And she said, the other night we're lying in bed naked and falling asleep and not having sex. And the news is on and they're half asleep. And all of a sudden our boyfriend jumps up and goes, holy shit, who's that? And she looks up and there's like a new hot weather girl on.
He must have been watching Fox, right, Caleb?
Something. Is that what it is?
Must
I don't
be
know.
Fox News,
but she's like, I'm a hot girl next to you and you're noticing. And I'm like, he never tells you that. And then my other friend said the same thing and that he doesn't make it about them enough. And so I was just going to say that. And also my mother, the other thing is she divorced my dad many years ago. But what she always said to me when I was a little girl, she's like, you know, he never made me feel special. He never told me I was beautiful the whole time we were together. And I don't, so I guess I want to say that I'm not underplaying this to guys because I used to joke on my show, like, compliment her 20 times a day. And like Menace, who's like my co-host sometimes, like, that's ridiculous. You can't. They're going to know that they love me. Like, and that's a little too much, 20. But really, like, even if it's just a few and you're like, you look great, babe. And just to recognize the person that you've been with, because you might think, I've told her, she knows I think her hot, I'm busy. But we put time into things and we make ourselves, you know, we want to be appreciated for that and for other things. It doesn't have to just be like that we're beautiful, but it can be like, you know, just do special things like bring home flowers on a random day or, you know, just make her feel cherished and special, you know, that she's indispensable to you. And you can also like emphasize things you like your hair looks really good today. Like little things. That's like you're hot.
As a guy, why would you not say this to your fiance? You got a fiance now. So what would make you not say you're hot on a regular basis to your fiance?
Well, I do tell her that.
See, he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say it wasn't your fiance. It was somebody else. Maybe you've been in a relationship when you haven't said that on a regular basis.
I think with a lot of us guys, when we start dating someone, we don't necessarily want to show all of our cards.
Right.
You know, play a little bit coy. Don't want to, like, fully open up and be vulnerable.
Right, because then she's going to think, oh, I've got him or something.
Or that she won't like me for coming on too strong.
Right.
Like, there's a friend of mine who went out with a guy on one date, like, 2 weeks ago. He's been texting her every morning, like, hey, hope you have a good day. And, like, they didn't even kiss.
Right.
And I think as guys, like, we're afraid we're going to come off like that as, oh, I'm just going to be lame.
Right, right, right. That's the opposite. Like, I don't want her to think. But that is kind of, every day would be annoying, too. There's a balance.
Well, that's also,
are you saying that was a good thing?
No, it's totally inappropriate. It's weird.
Right, it is weird.
And I think so we want to look cool, and we don't want to get kicked to the curb.
Right.
And we want to kind of preserve our ego a little bit.
But if you're in an established relationship with someone and you've been together a while, her desire to feel desired and cherished and appreciated and beautiful doesn't wane.
No,
just because
no,
you've been together for so long and you see her every day.
To address.
It is. I'm just addressing it because the fact that it came up last night with both of them, and I always say it in here, just shows that I'm right. Anderson, did you tell your wife?
My wife. I mean, probably, you know, about 2-3 times an hour, honestly. But it comes from a real place.
Like
I'll look at her and I'll see her dimples or something. I'm like, oh my God, you're so cute.
Oh, you're so pretty.
But it's because it's, you know.
It's real. It's from the heart.
20 years from now, chances are I will never be saying that to her. Ever.
No, you still should. That's
I'm hoping it's like the puppy syndrome where, like, you know, you get a puppy and then even when the puppy's older, you still see the puppy.
Right.
I'm hoping I'm always going to see her
because,
when I first met her.
No, let me tell you, is that like my mom's been with my stepdad now for 30 years. And we were talking about this. I went to see her in Florida a few weeks ago and she was saying, you know, it's funny because we were talking about the same issue and she brought up again that your dad never did that. I'm like, no, you told me that. She said, but Ed, my stepdad, she goes, you know, it feels so good because I'll just come out dressed for work and he'll be like, you look adorable today. I love that skirt. You know, and it's just, and he means it because he means it. He's not just saying it. Like, he's like, look how cute your mom is. Like, it's not, he's not faking it after 30, but he really feels it. And it just, I think if you feel it or you're thinking it, you should say it.
I think so, too. I think something, like, worth noting is that Anderson and I are in unique situations in that we're with women, and I'll speak on your behalf here, Anderson, that we want to be with forever. So it's because we appreciate already so many things about those women, so it's easier to say that.
And it's natural.
But that's, my friends are with guys. One of them's engaged, one moved in together.
Yeah, like, they should be single again.
What I'm saying is that I think so too. I think they should both dump these losers.
Another reason why I think guys might not say it is if they're insecure and they're afraid of letting this woman know how hot they are.
I think that they're narcissists, these guys that they're dating.
Yeah,
both
them.
Of them. No, I believe me, and I think it's also these women who, that's a long, I don't want to get into their whole history, but I think that they typically have dated men who don't treat them as well. I guess I just want women and all my friends to be in healthy, good relationships with men who worship them.
You are so
them.
Sex in the City right now.
Well, it's true. Why waste your time with a guy that makes you feel bad and that you're constantly trying to... You know, it's like the woman who gets into a relationship. They're kind of fixers. Like, they date the fixer-uppers. Like, he'll change one day. He won't want to go out drunk and go see, you know, go to strip clubs with his guy friends, you know?
Anderson.
He's like 40.
I go by myself.
Like, really? Like, he's really... You really think you're going to change him? Because people don't change unless they want to change. You can't make someone change. You can't say, like, I need you, you know. So obviously he's showing you after 2 years he's not changing, whatever. It's a long story with them. But women and
you should
men.
Have brought, you should bring them in. So they I can should tell bring their them yeah, in. Yeah. You should do that.
I'm going
to
do that.
Good luck to them and good luck to that hot,
they're hot
weather
I just,
girl.
Well, yeah, the hot one. But like that would be annoying to me. She's like, you haven't told me I'm hot a week. Okay, I just needed to say that. Okay, I needed to get this off my chest. Okay, so so what made you decide to propose? When did you know, like, that was it, the moment that you were going to do it?
I think I knew a couple months into our relationship that I wanted
you
to.
You did?
Yeah.
And how long have you been together?
Yeah. We've known each other for a little over 2 years. Been dating for most of that time, but not all of it. And yeah, it was a couple months. But then we moved in together, and I'm kind of old-fashioned, even though, like, I'm a sitcom writer. I got a podcast. You know, I'm a hip-swinging guy.
Yeah, you're hip.
Yeah.
Totally.
I work in the MP3 arts, much as yourself.
Right.
But, things are a little bit different in Los Angeles than if I was back in Albany, New York, or you were back in Michigan. And so I wanted to move in together. I'm a guy who wants to get married before I have kids. And, you know, hopefully those things line up accordingly. But that's the plan, at least. So we moved in together. That was really, really good. And then I got to a point where it's like, okay, now I got some money coming in so I can afford a ring. But nothing too crazy. And then... she just finished grad school, and so I wanted to throw a surprise engagement party on the day of the engagement because I knew she was going to say yes. So she knew we were going to do this graduation party that was a lot bigger than she expected.
Right.
And so it took me like 4 or 5 months of planning.
Wow, you're like
that.
Such a good guy.
Yeah, thank you.
Really?
It worked out, though. I was so nervous that somebody's gonna blow it in some kind of way.
I'm glad you didn't tell me. I might have like texted her by mistake, like, see you tonight, Em, and then I would have messed up the whole thing. So I'm glad I didn't do that. Well, congratulations again. That's very exciting.
Yeah,
when are you getting married, do you know?
You'll have to talk to Emily after
she's
the show.
In charge.
She's in the other room.
She's in charge of that part.
I think, so we've been engaged for about 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I think she already has her dress and shoes.
Right,
and
of course, she's one of those. I'd get it like the night before and be like calling my assistant, like, can we find a tailor that's open 24 hours? I just found it yesterday.
And you guys can go back to the Hollywood Bowl for your anniversary every year.
Yeah.
That's great, because it'll
be
there.
And if you haven't proposed yet, fellas out there, don't do it. I like my proposal, but I did it in an apartment that I no longer live at nor have access to. So
this is a good point.
That sucks. I would love to have done it in a public place so we could go visit.
Is it in Los Angeles?
Yeah, and they remodeled it, and now it's an arch stone, and it sucks.
Can you drive by and at least feel some of that good feeling?
Kind
of.
You could do that. Yeah. You could make a little picnic outside on their lawn.
We can go swimming in the pool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, crash it, climb over the fence, bring in some snacks.
It occurred to me almost immediately after, and I'm like, God, this is such a great moment. And I actually cried and everything. It was awful. It was terrible. I was very embarrassed. But afterwards, I'm like, that was such a big moment. Once we move out of here, we can never come back to this exact spot.
I think you should do this and go back to the vicinity. I think this is a great idea for next year. And then I'll give you some vibrators as a present. As your anniversary present. I just love giving out vibrators.
Yeah. One of the things that I considered about the location for the proposal was that it had to be someplace special. But for my relationship with my fiance, there's a lot of places where if all of a sudden we're driving up for no real reason other than some BS story I've made up, I thought she would have sniffed it out.
Right.
And I really didn't want that to happen. I want it to be a total surprise, blow her away. And the Hollywood Bowl, we don't have any history there. I've always loved the place, but it's just badass.
Right. It's amazing.
So my folks are in town for this graduation party / surprise engagement party. And I said my mom wanted to take a tour of the Hollywood Bowl. So we got there, and she didn't see it coming. So it was perfect. But I definitely realized, as the date was coming near, that if I pull off to this, scenic overlook in Malibu for kind of no reason other than saying, hey, can we stop and take a photo, it might have tipped it a little bit.
You thought about this whole thing. You're right. It could have. Especially if she knows that you're going to do it. That it's about to happen.
And I've also talked to a lot of other guy friends about this because I'm a big fan of guys talking to other guys about, real stuff in their lives.
Right,
I'd love to talk about sports, too. But yeah, I definitely had some like
I love that
Sex
you're the guy
the
that,
City moments.
Yeah, right. You have, I'm sure, and especially on your show, it sounds like you sit down and you talk to men about real things and not just porn. So on your show, the men, is there any like common themes you think that you've learned? You said you've learned a lot from them, but what kind of like anything that could relate to like dating or relationships? Is there any like common themes, or is there anything that you think that men constantly run into that they don't know about women or that are confusing to them, or common themes?
Number one thing is male Kegels. Is that a thing?
Really? Are you being serious?
No. Is male Kegels a thing?
No, male Kegels. Oh. That's one of my questions. Yes, male Kegels. Can I just tell you the this is about, is he going to kill me, Jordan, if I tell this story? Our mutual friend?
Are you kidding me? Jordan would totally be down with it.
You don't know Jordan.
No, I think I do. Anderson knows him well.
Wait, the guy that's been on your show?
Yeah.
That's like Concord Kegel Camp?
Yeah.
He loves it.
Oh, they talk about it. I did. Okay, so here's the thing with me. I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp.
Uh-huh.
And it's for men and for women. And Kegel exercises actually help you men stay harder longer, have longer lasting, you know, orgasm. Women can have stronger orgasms.
Oh.
And it's those pee stopping muscles. So when you, like, if someone's knocking on the door and you're like, oh shit, who's there? And you stop. It's like when you stop and start the flow of urine, right? So you have to find the right muscles. You have to identify your pelvic floor muscles and you go in and out. You stop and start them. And you're supposed to do them. My iPhone app has 20 levels, right? Which is crazy. Like, So you do it for like 5 minutes a day. Stop, tense, relax. It's like my voice walking you through it. And it pops up on your phone. So every day at 11:30 a.m., it says time for Kegel Camp. And then I do my 5 minutes of exercises because doctors are always recommending them for women. It also helps with urinary incontinence and all this stuff. So anyway, Jordan was on my show. He has a popular podcast. What's his podcast?
The Art of Charm.
The Art of Charm, of course. And he is like freaking out about it. He and his girlfriend were having a competition with Kegel Camp.
Kegel off.
So when I first launched it, only had 10 levels, thinking like, who the hell is going to get to level 10? But soon after, people were like, I'm at 10. I want 20. So I relaunched it with 20 levels. Jordan kept sending me screen grabs. He's like, I'm on level 17, 18. He got to friggin' level 20. And he's like, I have to tell you that I ejaculated like I was 18 years old. It like shot across the room. Like that's how hard it's Kegel muscles, because they help you with like ejaculation. Saying, so men, yes, do Kegels. Oh. And women have stronger orgasms.
See, I was trying to make a stupid joke.
I know you
like
were,
a
but now.
Thing, but,
no, see? Yeah. But the funny thing is that more, actually, I hear from more men than women who actually do their Kegels and tell them it helps them with their sex life and stuff. So, anyway, interesting that you asked.
And look, there's less levels than Candy Crush, you know? Just focus on it.
What the hell is it with Candy Crush? No, people, don't invite me. I never want to play it. What? I don't understand. Everyone's obsessed with it. Should I be? Because I feel like if I play it, maybe I'd never stop.
Oh,
I don't play games.
Yeah.
If the characters are naked, you'd be in. Hey, you know what you should do for the ladies' Kegel Camp? Maybe get them boosted. You give them like a little squeak toy so they could actually hear every time they do it.
No, there are weights, though. There's Kegel balls that you put in your
vagina.
You can
put it in there.
Oh, yeah.
Do
there's weights
squeak,
for
though?
Your vagina. They don't squeak, but
you
that's a great
make
idea.
Them squeak.
Yeah, but then you can't do them like incognito. The people would know that.
Everyone does them in their car, right?
Well, they tell you. This is why I made the app, because every doctor will tell you do Kegels. Like, no matter what your issue is, he's like, you should down there do your Kegels. But no one freaking remembers. He's like, you could do them with the traffic light. You could do them when you're waiting in line at the store, but no one remembers. So that's why I remind you.
We have different doctors.
Your doctor doesn't tell you to do Kegels?
No,
you should fire him.
Definitely not like as optimistic as do that traffic light. But with your original question before I mentioned male Kegels. But by the way, that was good to learn about my friend Jordan.
Oh, thanks. He's going to love that I talked about that. Yeah.
Jordan's fine with it.
Right, he is.
But with, I think with like men stuff, so I'm 33. And I feel like I finally feel like I'm an adult now, not just because of the proposal thing, but like I finally have like my S together, and like I have like the career I want. You know, I got my gal, got my apartment, I got rid of the BlackBerry. You know, there's like things like that. The iPhone's so much better than the BlackBerry.
Right.
I waited way too long.
Right. You just got to do okay.
No, not just now. But it was still too
long.
Right.
No, at least you got the iPhone. It's helping you feel this complete cycle.
Now
life.
I can get Kegel Camp.
Oh, yeah. Download it. Totally.
And I think so much with male sexuality and relationships isn't really about, like, I know you have a lot of callers on Loveline, which you do a fantastic job
Thank
at co-hosting.
You. Thank you.
Seriously, Emily, my fiance, not you, great name, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
We listen going to bed. Most nights
we put
on the Loveline. Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's great.
And I think a lot of callers, like Drew does a good job of breaking this down and Mike as well. Like they'll have like a little question like they that they think is the problem, but there's really some like big huge issue behind it they can't see. And so I think, and I've noticed that too about like a lot of guys, just, you know, friends or just people I've talked to over the years, it'll be like, I wish I could last longer in bed or something like that. But there's really like some anxiety problem where they're on some medication.
Exactly.
It's different. And so the stuff on my show, while it's less about specific sex stuff, I think when you can find a way to be more comfortable in your own skin, be less of a douchebag, you know, put more like good stuff out into the world. And I mean, there's so much to be said for comfort and knowing who you are. Right. I think all of that translates.
It's a journey too. In your 20s, a lot of times you go through, you don't know who you are and you're trying to figure it out. A lot of men.
Yeah, you do things like go to a tequila festival in Tijuana, drive back to Los Angeles.
Exactly. See, you have the good stories now. But right, exactly. Okay, but first we have to take a quick break here to thank our sponsors of the show. It seems like on almost every podcast, I advise women that what feels good to you might not be what feels good to someone else. Exploring your own self-pleasure is not only fun, but it's an important part of learning what really works for you. For 30 years, Vibratex has understood that giving women options means more than offering a variety of colors. To help women explore, they're among the first to introduce toys that rotate and twist to stimulate all your sensitive areas. One of my favorite examples is the Dahlia from Vibratex. The battery-powered Dahlia is a silky smooth, beautifully shaped dual stimulation vibe. You know, it hits your clitoris and your G-spot. The splash-proof exterior is 100% body-safe, phthalate-free, and latex-free. But the best part is the rotating shaft. Nothing rotates quite like this baby. You can also play with the 5 vibration patterns and 4 intensity levels. So I know you'll find the one that's perfect for you. So let's get on with the exploration. The Dahlia is just one of more than 50 unique Vibratex products available for your own experimentation. Visit sexwithemily.com to see the full selection or to learn more about the Dahlia. Okay, we have to take line one because this guy has a very important question. It's a girl, Danny. Hi, Danny. You're on Sex with Emily.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. Thanks for waiting.
So my boyfriend just got back from a 4-day vacation, a golf vacation. It was all paid for by ESPN, like supposedly nonstop golf. But I became a little worried. Like, he came home, and, you know, we cooked him a dinner. I went down on him. It smelled like cheese.
Okay.
Something I've never smelled on him ever before.
Okay.
Like, it definitely was not me. And I'm just a little concerned. Like, I did lots of Googling. Didn't really get any answers because there's so many cheese dick jokes.
Right.
Did
you say anything to him?
No, I didn't say anything.
Right, because that's tough. Okay, you know,
because there's many different things. So, first of all, we went out to dinner with the guy. The guy that he went with does a lot of advertising through ESPN, so he was like a plus one for this trip. Well, I talked to that guy, and he was like, I never golfed the last day of the trip. Well, according to him, he was golfing all day. Well, it's also like, you know, like, it just seems a little weird.
Right.
And then he came home and took a shower, but he was also hammered by the time he, like, got in. Because, you know, either a day full of golf or whatever they were doing, and then a day full of traveling. And it's boys' week, you know?
Right. No, it just doesn't sound good. ESPN boondoggle.
She's suggesting
he's got to go to the doctor.
Had sex while he was supposed to golf.
Yeah, he might have, honey. I mean, honestly, like, there's something wrong. Like, even, like, I say this, like, when women call in or guys call in, they're like, I smelled something funny down there. Usually when there is a certain odor that you're not used to, he might have something going on down there. And I don't want to say for sure it's a sexually transmitted disease, but you have to say something.
Either way, something's going on,
and you shouldn't be giving a blowjob or having sex with them.
Is he circumcised?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. Ask him, like, what his score was on that last day of golf. If he says 69, that's a problem.
He was tired.
He was
He didn't do very well.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And, like, we're a very trusting couple. Like, we, like, have all of each other's passwords, you know. Like, I don't ever go through his phone. And he's a smart guy. Like, there's no way I can go through his phone and find anything if it was going to be related to that anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, there's really... No.
How long have you guys been together?
We have been on and off for the past 5 years.
Okay.
I actually, like, I moved away for 3 years and came back. So
has there ever been any other kind of distrust moments in this relationship?
No, but he's also, my only other thing is he likes to, like, I never had him, like, caught with, like, prostitutes or anything before, but he's the kind of person who likes to just pay for something if he wants it.
Okay.
That kind of, he has that kind of personality.
Right. And he went on ESPN. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, but where was it, in Vegas?
No, it was in South Carolina. It's Kiwa Island.
Okay, an island. Whatever. So that's all I need to know.
It's an island.
I don't want to say that. I think that he just needs to get checked. He could also have something else more serious. I don't know, but he should get checked out. Just tell him that, you know.
Or he could have just been golfing all day and traveling all day.
No, but
His friend said that they weren't golfing that day. So that's the main problem. Fuck the cheese. You got a bigger problem with him lying about his last day of golf.
Yeah, why did he say he did and he didn't? And yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that he didn't. He said that Ryan did. Well, he said his friend didn't.
When did this happen, this dick cheese
this
thing?
This is all today. This is like a couple hours ago. Okay. I've never called into a radio
station. I love that you called in. No, this is so good. This is. I want to help you. I mean, honestly, and you said he did shower right before you had sex, right? You said he came home and he showered?
Yeah, like he came home and showered. Okay, so. He was a little wasted. Maybe he didn't shower well enough. But there is, like, definitely a funky odor.
Yeah.
Are we talking, like, provolone or a Gouda, a sharp cheddar?
Caleb, so, like, have you ever had a weird scent with your penis that you didn't know?
Yeah, I think it happens sometimes because we're all biological animals and go through different things. But, Danny, I'm wondering, is he a fan of condoms?
She's been talking this entire time.
Danny, I think that you've got to say something to him. I would say something to him. Say, there's this strange. I got to be honest with you. There was like this. Did you keep giving him a blowjob or did you stop?
No, I kept going.
And did he ejaculate?
Yeah.
Okay. And was that cheesy too?
Cheesy.
Like that. The odor was already in my nose.
Stop. There's something going on. No, I don't know what.
Like it was my first time seeing him. Like, we're really close.
No, I get it. I don't want to jump to any assumptions, but. This is what I always tell guys, because I actually hear this more from men calling in about women. I say, there's probably something going on with her. She's got to get checked out. Because there's a lot of guys who are like, I've been dating her for a while, and there's been this scent. And a lot of times it could be something.
I was just thinking, is there like, when I was Googling it, there was like cheese dick.
Well, no, because you're saying it sounds like cheese. It's probably just some odor that could be emitting from his penis that could come from some kind of
bacterial
infection. So, he's never cheesy.
Before.
Whatever it is, it's something different. So that's all we're talking about. It's different. Whatever
right.
it is, you've been with him for 5 years. His penis has never smelled like any kind of dairy, poultry, condiment. So
right?
you really need to just tell him, be like something. I got to be honest, babe. Something.
Yeah, honesty. Just
different.
Say, dude, I think
be honest. You've been with him 5 years. Say,
okay.
say
so
I don't know. Say,
no, like,
tell him
like,
you talked to me.
Like,
say, I was a little worried. Yeah, and honestly, it could mean like he could be something else going on that is completely unrelated to a sexually transmitted disease. He could have something serious, so he should get checked out. There's no reason why he should. Have that odor that lingered after he just showered. So I would say something sooner or later. I would not have sex with him right now, and I wouldn't perform oral sex on him until he goes to the doctor.
Very good advice.
ASAP. Okay, thanks for calling in, Danny, and thanks for waiting. Okay, so anyway, God, dick cheese. That's just...
That was so foul.
I'm going to have to go to bed with that, like, thought in my head.
Don't go to bed with that.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Right.
He was screwing around.
Do you think for sure?
I think so.
ESPN boondoggle. Hello. Like,
yeah.
What else are you going to do? They're like golf trip.
What's the cheese thing, really? Like the next day, your dick just smells like cheese?
No, but if he contracts some kind of like bacterial thing from a woman or, you know, maybe he has some kind of like cancer. I don't know. I'm not going to say, I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor.
If you guys picked up on the fact that she kind of said that he's paid for hookers in the past.
She said he'll pay for something if he wants it.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't sound good. But I don't want to like, I'm not going to point fingers. What?
He's going to be wearing a condom and then he doesn't smell like cheese.
Guys who sleep with hookers and cheat on their girlfriends and don't wear condoms are
every
even
hooker.
Worse.
I always hear about hookers. They always demand
every
condoms
hooker you've ever slept
I've,
with.
I've heard.
Wants
I've saw Pretty Woman. She demands condoms.
No, they all don't though.
Well, that was a realistic story. That Pretty Woman.
That was a
that
realistic
was basically
story.
A reality
and they
show.
All look like Julia Roberts too. So that's good.
But she said it was. They've been on and off for 5 years. So he's basically like a shark who's had the taste for blood. And so over the past few years, he's been able to go get it elsewhere
right.
and be able to come back
that
to
happens.
Her.
Right.
In like a safe situation that's comfortable. So,
I mean,
why
I had
not?
Yeah, exactly. And I had a friend who was dating a DJ, which, by the way, I don't want to offend anyone here if you're a DJ, but I just would never date a DJ because honestly.
Casey Kasem?
Yeah, maybe now I date Casey Kasem. But honestly, my friends who date DJs, it's just the worst because they're up till 5 a.m., they're usually doing drugs. There's a million girls going, just standing around him like all night long. And it was just awful. And he was always cheating on her. But we all kind of knew it, but didn't know. But then he came back. They had sex once. And then she got like bacterial vaginosis or something from him.
Cheezosis. It is weird. Chicks are weird. You guys are all so weird. Caleb, I was at a bar once down the street, this place called Carbon Club, and their DJ didn't show up. And it's a tiny little club, red lights, whatever. And I'm like, I could push play. So I put on the headphones. I push play. I instantly became like a rock star. Chicks were literally throwing themselves at me. Like, for the next 2 hours, they were in line to come up and talk to me. Because I was pushing play.
Exactly. These are the dudes that can't play the guitar or anything. Like, I'm going to be a DJ. And this guy was just like so douchey, and we all knew. And anyway, DJs, I think they're bad news. Not all of them. Anyone who wants to work till 5 a.m.
Don't listen to Sex with Emily. Suck cock.
Yeah, but everyone if you're listening to Sex with Emily, I usually don't say things about. I'm not a very judgmental person, and so that's actually unlike me to say something like that because not all DJs do suck.
Oh, come on, it's fair to evaluate.
Yeah, I'd say typically a guy who's into that and he's like going to Ibiza for a week without her. Like, hello. Yeah.
But I know as a guy living in Los Angeles, it's like okay. Dating actresses was not a good idea, not because I have some judgment about actresses, but because there's something legitimate going on there.
Like what?
That they are self-centered more than normal.
Narcissist.
More image conscious more than normal. And also typically more damaged. And I don't say damaged as like a bad thing to pass judgment.
Because who isn't damaged a little?
Yeah. I mean, I've had plenty of issues, but I've also done a lot of work on myself.
Right.
And so there was definitely... Yeah, at a time where I was not as awesome.
Because now you're
Anderson.
Awesomeness, right.
Yeah. And so there's plenty of actresses that have done good work on themselves, but it's harder.
Yeah.
So it's just.
I get it. No, people say that. I mean, I don't know. People do say that about actresses, about different people, but you're right. I could see that. Absolutely.
People say that about ballerinas.
Right.
I've heard that like more than once. And that's so random. And I think, I don't know where you even meet a ballerina.
Right.
Anderson, Carbon Club, Culver City? Is that where you meet the ballerinas?
Who knows? My guest is Caleb Bacon from the Man School podcast. They can find it at on
manschoolshow.com
iTunes.
Manschool.com on iTunes.
Okay, manschoolshow.com.
If you're on iTunes, get the Kegel Camp app as well.
Yeah.
For men and women.
Exactly. And your podcast and my podcast. So how do you feel about answering some emails with me now from the people and giving some advice?
Is it more
helping
dick cheese
listeners?
Or other stuff?
You know what? There's no more dick cheese tonight. So this is actually
That's good.
So this is from a guy. So anyway, everyone, I appreciate your emails to feedback@sexwithemily.com. This is from Jeffrey. He says, hello, Emily. I recently went to a party at a nightclub. Throughout the night, girls were trying to set me up with their less attractive friends. What am I doing wrong? Thank you, Jeffrey. So I have to say, Jeffrey, that's probably his own security, because the girls... Like, the girls probably weren't sizing up going, well, here's my less attractive friend, so I'm going to introduce you to him. But he's had his own insecurities going into the situation. Don't you think? Or,
that's probably part of it, but I bet he's right.
You think that the girl was going, okay, I'm hot, but here's my less hot friend? I guess I'm not that girl, so I would never consciously be like, you're an 8 and she's a 6, so... But you're a dude.
You're a nice person, though.
I am nice.
I think, like, at some level that maybe you don't even realize it. You think that someone's in someone's league and someone's not in someone's league. And you could justify it whatever way. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not true. But I'm going to guess that this is just a guy who is not as attractive because he's probably more passive. And so it's probably like, nobody's talking to this friend of mine. How about you talk to her?
So he's got to be more confident. He's got to up his game.
I would guess that's probably the big thing.
Yeah, it's always about confidence. And I almost... hate that I say that to guys all the time, like the number one thing that women love is confidence, but it's true. And I think men too, and women. I mean, I don't think that's initially like guys can bang a hot chick for like years and then be like, oh, wait, I want someone who's also has other things. But for women, it is a man who walks in, who owns the room, who's attractive, who knows himself. That is very attractive to us, who has confidence.
So I hear, yeah.
Yeah, right?
You gals say that all the time.
But it's really true. So she's just got to stop being like the nice guy and whatever and sit there and just get and go out and talk and
here's
up his
what
game.
He said that tipped me off
okay.
to the fact that he's not very confident. Why isn't he already talking to the hotter
exactly.
friends?
Exactly. Why is he waiting for this girl to fix him up?
Yes.
Good point.
You snooze, you lose. It's because he's not confident
right.
enough.
He's got to approach. Don't sit and stare at the hot chicks across the room because the second we see you staring at us, look at the double take, your time is up. The second you see an attractive woman, you have to just go approach her and talk to her.
I think you got to be okay with rejection.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not that like the girl's hot friends are rejecting you.
Right.
They don't know you. They're rejecting whatever. You know, you could just tell yourself that maybe they're they have a boyfriend. Maybe right. they don't like my outfit.
Exactly.
Whatever
Who
it
cares?
Is. They don't know you.
Right. They don't know you at all. And don't you think that with rejection and also being like, you know, like doing a podcast or doing something public, I always think, you know, you can't worry. I mean, it's so easy to say, but like you really can't. As long as you're being your best self, like you can't worry what people think. Some people, I always assume like half the people might hate my show, right? People hate Oprah. They hate puppy dogs. They might like your show. They might hate my show. Like you can't worry so much about that. And like reject, it's the same kind of thing with like rejection that just know, and especially being in entertainment, you're going to get rejected. It's not about you. Like it's about whatever they were looking for in the person. And you just have to keep going. And it gets easier the more you get rejected. Makes you stronger.
Yeah. I write on the sitcom Sullivan and Son on TBS.
Oh, wow.
Which is season 3 is coming out in
June.
Amazing.
Congratulations to that as well.
Yeah,
Sullivan and Son. Okay.
And it, like literally millions of people watch. But I see some like of the meanest stuff on Twitter about the show, and so I know a lot of people like the show, but it's like almost helpful to read bad stuff because like that helps kind of condition me to the world.
Does it
more.
Help you? Do you listen to it?
Not really. I mean, a lot of times it's funny, and then I'll click favorite on it, and then they'll like click back to my profile and see that I'm a writer. And sometimes like apologize.
What's your Twitter again? If we haven't
mentioned? At Caleb Eats Bacon, C-A-L-E-B, eats bacon like the food.
Got it. Yeah. So I know it's hard. I do that too sometimes, and sometimes you want to get angry or you want to say something or sometimes you just, you know. I don't know. People, I get, you know, criticism too, and sometimes people are, you know, I think they have a point too. I'll be like, okay, but a lot of times I'm just like, you know, I read it, but I don't, you can't take it in because not everyone's going to have an opinion.
Rejection's hard. Like, look, if someone listens to 25 episodes of Sex with Emily and they tell you you do a terrible job.
Right.
Obviously, that's not true. But that's going to hit you harder than if you meet someone at a club.
Right.
And who doesn't want to talk to you.
Right. Like, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's a whole different thing. Exactly. Just keep going and keep asking people out. You got to just, yeah, I think that was a great point, Jeffrey, that you should just be talking to hot chicks and don't even let your friends, don't let anyone introduce you to someone you don't want to talk to. Okay. Next email. Hi, Emily. I am a new listener and I'm in love with your show. Your attitude is amazing and I always seem to have a better day if I listen to nothing but sex talk on my way to school. That's nice. And yes, my sex life has improved since I started listening, so you're definitely serving a wonderful purpose on this planet. I'm one of those girls that loves giving oral to my man. However, sometimes I notice myself getting cotton mouth. As I had counted.
You just got cotton mouth.
I know. It's so funny. Oh my God. I didn't even plan it.
I'm just glad it wasn't a cheese dick thing.
I know.
As long as we're off the cheese dick.
Yeah, we are. So this is the cotton mouth, which is much better than cheese dick. Do you have any solutions? Thank you so much, Brianna.
Smoke less weed.
I was just going to say that. Do you smoke pot? Do you take any medication? A lot of times that could give you cotton mouth.
You just took a sip of water.
I did.
I saw it. Like, you know the answer.
I was about to give
you
a blowjob. No, but my answer is stop and take a drink of water. Nope. I don't keep your hand on them, whatever you got to do. I always get thirsty during sex. I'm like obsessed with if I don't have water by me all the time. So take water, take a few sips. And another great trick, what you can do, Brianna, is take a few sips so you're hydrated and then take some in your mouth and then go back to giving a blowjob. And while you're doing it, have it in your mouth. Let the water come out of your mouth and drip over his penis, and it'll feel amazing, so I think. I don't have a penis, but how does that sound to you?
I would be like, did you just get sick?
No, but like a little just water.
A little bit of water.
Not a ton, but like a little bit because it gets a lubricant.
That's interesting.
Not like all of it, but like a little in your mouth, and then you can give it more lubricant so you keep going.
That does sound like a good time.
Okay. Or you can put it. Oh, another thing you can do, Brianna, is since if that doesn't work, because I never had any complaints, but ice cubes, perfect. Have a glass of water with ice, and have an ice cube in your mouth while you're giving a blowjob. That can feel great too, I've heard.
I think she should also just drink more water ahead of time.
True.
Yeah, get the hydration going.
You should hydrate or die. That's what Camelback. Do you know Camelback? Those backpack things?
Yes.
The thing? That's their thing, is hydrate or die.
Do they recommend their products for oral sex?
But that's not a bad. You know what? You can wear a backpack,
right.
And she could have the little straw
the
coming
little
out.
The hose, yeah.
Yeah, and then she never has to come up. She could just suck the water out, wear the backpack, though not as sexy. Maybe if they made like a lacy one.
I smell an Emily and Tony crossover product.
What, Anderson? You don't think that's a good idea?
I'm not seeing that. Very unhot. Her wearing that while naked. Looks like she's about to go hiking while she's going down.
I'm totally kidding about that, but it's not a bad idea.
I know.
I think this might be all that we have time for. But I have so many other things that I...
That's it. You just ran out of time.
No.
The show's over.
But Caleb, I have so many things more I want to talk to you. I'm so glad you came on the show.
This has been a lot of fun. No, I mean, so fun. Really enjoyed it.
So, okay. I want everyone to listen to your podcast and go to your website. So tell them where they can find you again. And this will all be on my website as well.
Man School, easily found on iTunes. And after you've listened to all the back episodes of Sex with Emily, come check out Man School.
Yeah, people love your podcast. Very popular podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Kids awesome. Like it. Manschoolshow.com.
And good congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
Emily's are good peeps.
Yeah, thank you.
So I so appreciate that.
Big fan.
And everyone should check out Anderson's podcasts. You never every week which one? Film Vault?
The Film Vault. Or the After Disaster. The
why,
Film Vault.
Why do you always like you treat the After Disaster like your bastard child? And it's
I don't know. To ask all the Film Vault fans think that I or vice versa. All the After Disaster fans think I treated the Film Vault poorly.
We're all podcasters. I think we should see what's good for everyone.
This week we did top five bars on the Film Vault with Bald Brian and I. Yeah.
Top five bars in movies?
Oh, yeah. Because that'd be weird. It's a movie show if we were to
talk
about bars.
I just didn't know. Like, what do you mean, like bar scenes?
Bars in movies. The actual bars to go. If we could have a drink in a bar that we've seen in a movie, which
I
would
did
it
the
be?
Star Wars one.
You know what? That came up a lot.
I know. I don't
Not
know
by
what.
Me, but it came up a lot.
Not by you, because that's so cliche. I hate that it came up a lot. That means I suck. And then the Swingers one came up, right?
No, actually, Swingers did not.
Oh, good.
Come up. Look at that. You're
Dude,
hipster, too.
I know movies. I used to be a filmmaker, P.S.
I know.
Everyone, thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I have a daily routine that keeps me grounded. Things that I absolutely must do before I can even head out the door. And over the past few months, I added something new, The Intensity by Pour Moi. The Intensity combines two things I love and talk about all the time, Kegel exercises and orgasms. Seriously, I feel like they made this product just for me. Originally developed as a medical device to cure, yes, cure, many pelvic floor issues women experience, like inability to orgasm and urinary incontinence, especially after childbirth, the makers quickly learned that the only real side effects from its use were incredible orgasms, which, if you ask me, is not a bad side effect at all. The Intensity applies gentle electrostimulation directly to the pelvic floor muscles. It gives you an amazing, effective Kegel workout. And, as you know, stronger Kegels equals stronger orgasms. So once they realized the Intensity was the best of both worlds, utility and pleasure, the designers added powerful vibrations and a clitoral stimulator for that pleasure side effect. The result is much more than a sex toy. Seriously, it's a product that has changed my sex life. Now it's your turn. To find out how the Intensity can change your sex life, go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Intensity banner. Don't forget to use code Emily at checkout so they know who sent you.